time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Shelley Wright. She is the Executive Director of the Children's Justice and Family Support Center. And, you know, an event that always they do at the end of the year, or right around the holidays. We didn't know if we were going to be able to have it this year. They have kind of reinvented, just like everything else this year, it seems like, the Christmas Tree Regalia. It's coming up in November. And it sounds really exciting. Shelley, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks, Dave, for having me.
So, as we said, things have kind of changed. But I think it's really a change for the better. It sounds like a lot of fun. So let's talk about the Christmas Tree Regalia right now.
Okay, sounds great.
So where do all the funds go and all that kind of thing?
Okay, so 100% of the donations will come back to the Carbon and Emery County Children's Justice Centers and the Family Support Center. And those dollars are used for our space costs, whenever we do projects, just helping us run the center, keep the doors open.
Okay, and so this year with, of course, the way things are with COVID and everything like that, you've had to kind of switch it up.
Absolutely.
But it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, so let's talk about that.
Okay, great. Dave, this year we just really didn't know for sure if we were going to have the regalia or not, but we had came up with this crazy idea that let's have it. Let's have it on Main Street. And so the board Friends board members got together and discussed how this would all work. And it's actually coming together really nicely. We have many, many businesses along Main Street, all the way from one end to the other end, willing and able to participate. They are going to allow the space that'll be their front windows of their businesses. And people who are willing to donate decorated trees will have the trees displayed in the windows of the different businesses along Main Street.
So what you're going to be able to do is just walk Main Street and look at Christmas trees.
Absolutely. And the businesses are going to welcome you into their business during their normal operating hours to come in and view the tree. And then every Friday, November 13th through November 27th, there will be a stroll along Main Street where you can actually go into the business. The tree lights will be on. There will be concessions. Some of the different food vendors along Main Street are willing to sell some food. And then we have the two coffee shops along Main Street. They're going to do hot chocolate. So, and we just have activities planned every Friday from November 13th through November 27th.
And we were talking about that. The first one up is story time, right? That'll be
yes.
at the library. And
yes.
is that the 17th of November? Is
yes.
that correct?
Yes.
So that'll be fun. You can go to the library. The kids can go in and have story time at the library. It looks like you've got Santa's going to be at the auditorium one Friday.
Yep, November 20th. He'll
Pictures
be there.
With Santa and all that good stuff. So when does this all start? When does it all begin? The 13th of November, correct?
Yes, the 13th of November. We're asking those people who are interested in donating a decorated tree that you can decorate your tree from November 2nd through the 10th. And you can actually go into the businesses and decorate the tree. You would just have to coordinate with the business. It'll start the 13th. So
start looking for Christmas trees November 13th. I can't believe it's almost already here.
I know, it's crazy.
It comes up on us, it seems like, quicker every year. And the other thing that's different this year is all bidding for the auction is going to be online, correct?
Yes, for sure.
So that'll all be coming up, and you'll have to go online and bid. And the final bids will be due, the 27th by
yes.
8 o'clock?
Yep, by 8 o'clock p.m. And all bidding will be done through Facebook. The Friends Board has a Facebook page, and so that's how the bids will come through. So, get your bids in, and you can start bidding, like we said, as early as November 13th, and it ends at 8 o'clock November 27th.
You're also going to have a Christmas shop.
Yes.
Let's talk about that for a second.
So every time we've had the regalia, we've had a Christmas shop, and it's always been held at the event center. We are looking for space. We have a couple of potential empty spaces along Main Street where we're going to set up a Christmas shop. And you'll be able to do the Christmas shop on the specific days of the week and buy Christmas items, decorations.
It's never too early.
Never.
It is never too early. We're speaking with Shelley Wright with the Children's Justice and Family Support Center about the Christmas tree regalia this year. Didn't know if they were going to be able to have it, and they are starting on November 13th. Now, if anyone is interested in putting a tree together or doing that, how do they get a hold of you? What's the best way to get in touch with someone?
Okay, they're going to call our chairperson over the board, and that would be Connie Hamilton. And her number is 435-650-1170.
Okay, so give Connie a call. Tell her you're interested, and she'll give you all the info that you need.
Yep.
All right, and you said also when it gets closer, there will be a schedule of all the events and everything on the Children's Justice website as well.
Absolutely. There will be a map, and so you will know which tree is will be located in which business.
Okay. Shelley, thank you so much for coming out today. This sounds
Dave.
It's going to be a fun event.
Yes.
And plus, it'll get people downtown.
Yeah, for
sure. Go check everything out.
Yeah.
All right. That's Shelley Wright, the Executive Director of the Children's Justice and Family Support Center, talking about the Christmas Tree Regalia coming up November 13th through the 27th. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.